How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome, everyone. Happy Monday. And as I do every episode, I draw a card of the day. And this is the card of receiving your blessings. From time to time, there's a card in traditional tarot. It's the Ace of Cups. And what that means is that you should only give from your overflow, not from your reserves. But that the more you open yourself to receiving, the more you have to give, all right? So what this card means, and whenever it comes up, I always tell people, and you may have heard me say this from time to time, that every morning when you wake up, you should face east, open your arms wide above your head as though you're hugging the sun, and say, I'm open to my blessings. Sometimes I have people add the following to the open, I'm open to my blessings. So I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. What this card always means is though you're always being showered with blessings. You need to look at your life as though everything that's happening is though it is showering you with blessings. Most people have a hard time receiving. They feel guilty for whatever reason. They think that they're a more noble person if they're a giver as opposed to a receiver. But, you know, the universe always likes to balance things out. So be as open to receive as you are open to give. But the vibration of this week is, I'm open to receive my blessings and ready. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Okay? Just remember that all week this week. So I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
This is Joellen.
Hi, Joellen. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I didn't think I would be the first one on the phone.
Well, you were on hold the longest, so of course you would be first one on there. So tell me, what question do you have for me today?
Well, I've been on quite a journey of trying to figure out what's going to make me happy with my career, and
right.
I'm wondering if I'm going to I'm looking towards something that's with travel, and I'm just wondering if you see anything that I should be sending resumes off to, or I should be edging in a certain direction.
Okay, so according to what I'm seeing in your cards, it's saying that you were offered some sort of a job this month, and that you're not sure you want to take it because it's too much of what you've done before and it actually seems a little boring, but yet you're feeling a little guilty about not taking it. So tell me, was there a job offered to you this month?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, then it may be that you don't want to go backwards and take on something you don't want, so you haven't been looking in that area. The only reason I'm saying that is, yes, I agree with you. You should be doing something traveling, and yes, you should be as spontaneous as you possibly can be connected with how you earn money. There is a card here at the conclusion of your cards that I've drawn for you that talk about a job offer. And there's a part of you, because it's just like what you've done before, and it doesn't really sing to or validate what it is you really want to do moving forward, that you are not looking at it. So, like I said, it could be something that you've done all along, but you're reluctant to. Well, what I'm getting is it's something you're good at, but you're not sure that you want to do that anymore. In other words, it's saying there's a job here if you want it in graphic design or something you've done in the past, but that you don't want to necessarily go in that direction anymore.
Well, is it going to lead me to the right direction? I'm just a little confused.
Okay. What your cards
is your heart, but then it's like, you know.
Okay. One should always listen to one's heart. But one should also make sure there's food on the table and a roof over one's head. Okay? So it is spirals and butterflies once you get to the point of feeling secure in your life. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that make sure the financial ducks are lined up and then you get to go after what you want. Now, as far as timing is concerned, it's actually saying that July is a better – July, end of July, beginning of August – is a better time to pursue what you really want to do, but that in the meantime, say for the next 4 months, you get a regular job that actually pays the bills. Because I'm really seeing your power month this year, as far as career is concerned, and as far as you being able to do something that you really enjoy and that can allow you to, I guess, express yourself better, your power month is September. So if you just looked at, I just need to earn money between now and, say, the end of July, end of August, but then you keep an eye out for something that you really would like to do, then it's saying that you draw to you what you really want.
So the stuff that I have right now is what I should stick with then.
Then yes, if you already have income coming to you, then instead of rushing off to jump some full leap in a new direction where you don't know where you're going to land, what the cards are saying is that your big power month for action is actually September. But between now and September, what I really want you to do is start describing for yourself if it's a traditional job that you could get paid to travel. I'll give you an example with your background where I think that you would probably love. Is let's say that there's a graphic design software that you have mastered, that you know you are really good at it, okay? Wouldn't it be wicked cool to reach out to that company that manufactures that particular software and volunteer as to be their sales rep or their consultant to do all their trade shows? Now, that's the best of both worlds. You get to be knowledgeable about something you already know and promote a product you already know well, but then they pay for you to travel to do it. So what I'm getting for you is that you haven't quite added up all the stuff that you have available to you and turned that into a job.
I'm a little insecure about my graphic design. Since everything is all web now and I'm mostly print.
Okay, so maybe what you do is you talk to, let's say there's a software you're really interested in that you really would like to learn, okay? And based on the fact that you are more into print as opposed to web, you could actually say to the company, Hi, my name is Jo Ellen. I'm an incredibly talented graphic designer, and I would like to learn more about your product. You know, how does one get classes to learn your product? And then you learn that product, and then after you learn it, you go back to them and say, wow, your software really kicks butt. I really love it. I would love to be your sales rep for this software. I would love to do trade shows for this software. Do you see what I mean? What I'm trying to tell you is that there's something that you do between now and September that prepares you to go toward what you really would like to do.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you
all
very
much,
Laura.
Okay, sweetie, but all I'm trying to tell you here is that you can't just jump off into the void right now, because there's nothing to land to. But if you just wait and start looking at how your experience could actually be hireable by another company and do whatever little thing you need to do to tweak yourself to be even more attractive to that, what it's saying is that there's this big opportunity for you in September.
Okay.
So I would stay put for now, but I would make a inventory of all the things that you know you're good at and create a job from that. It could even be that you are simply a sales rep that does all the trade shows for a certain company. And all you do is you represent the company at the trade show, take care of all the logistics for the show so that the booth is all set up or whatever. Well, there your travel's paid for, because there's always days around the trade show that you could explore, do whatever you wanted to do. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See ya.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lena. How are you doing?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
Mona, I just got out of. I just went to a temporary agency, staffing agency. I spent 3 hours there. I took a bunch of tests, and I just feel like I bombed out. And I had an interview last week. I have a phone interview today. I need to find out what you see as far as any opportunities coming up for me, please.
Okay, so when you get home, you have a couple cards here that talk about holding on to crap from the past. And literally what it's saying is that you're going through the motions of what you're supposed to do, but you don't really feel like it's going to do anything for you. That's exactly what your cards are saying. But there are two cards here that talk about you living in the past in some way. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you, and then next to that name, write down what they did. So you're going to write down their name and what they did. And you're going to do this for every single person that's ever done anything to hurt you, you know, whether they've been jealous of you at work, or whether it's a sibling that did something, or whether it's an ex-boyfriend, whatever it is. You're going to write that person's name down and what they did. And then at the bottom of that list, you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. Okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that you are so into, you're trying to cling to stuff from the past that no longer applies to your future. So what I'm trying to tell you in essence is that you can't recreate the past. You have to take what you've learned and move forward with it. So what it's also talking about here, and I don't often say this to people, but you need to get out of the idea that the world is working against you and into the idea that everything is actually working for you. So whether or not you realize it, what your cards are saying here is that you are in the perfect position for your own success as soon as you decide that you're ready to have something different. And I'm telling you, it is very humbling to go to a temporary service and be tested. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. And I'll tell you why it's humbling. Because they're looking for people that can type 60 words a minute. They're looking for people that can pass basic math tests. They're looking for all this stuff, right? It's humbling. But what it doesn't test for, and this is the biggest thing that you need to work on, what it doesn't test for is attitude. Because you can teach someone anything if they have the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I want you to do that exercise that I mentioned to you. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to realize even if you were to work at Starbucks, you'd be paid a halfway decent wage and you'd get to meet a lot of business professionals. And the nicer that you are to these people, the more likely they might hire you at their company. I have heard more stories about people working at Starbucks getting killer jobs from the fact that they were very nice to an executive that came in for their caramel macchiato every morning at 6.
Really?
So here's the thing. It's just important that you get a job. I don't care what it is. Because once you have a job, you will make more money and be more desirable to the next company that wants to hire you.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you're doing, in my opinion, as long as you have something to go to every day that they pay you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.